It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We check in on the work of the Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking as it gathers testimony around the state through public hearings this month, seeking ideas for future legislative policies that aim to prevent human trafficking and to support survivors. Detective Brandon Kehoe leads the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force, and Beth Heilman is a social worker on this task force. You can join the conversation by calling in with a question. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Brandon and Beth, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Brandon, let's start with you. How does the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force work against human trafficking?
We're fortunate in our community. We have a great group of service providers and non-governmental organizations that work together very cohesively to make sure that our community is prepared for human trafficking situations, to make sure that we're providing community awareness, prevention efforts. And then when we do identify cases of human trafficking, that we're providing the victim survivor with the best services and holding the offender accountable.
And what came up for you? What development surfaced at the public hearing?
Well, it was a great opportunity to not only provide some context to what we're doing locally to address human trafficking, but also we have some legislation that we're working with Representative Amy Binsfield on that was an opportunity for us to provide some more information of that publicly to the legislators.
For you, Beth Heilman, what were some of your big takeaways from the public hearing in Oshkosh?
It was really great, excuse me, to see the questions that the assembly people had. We really felt that they were hearing us out and that they were supporting what we were looking at. Like I said, there were great questions about who we were hoping to hold accountable with this bill, but there really was a lot of support.
When you say the lawmakers had great questions, what did they ask?
So they were curious, you know, the bill that we're looking at is to hold people accountable that are harboring runaways. And one of their big concerns was, does this include people like grandma and grandpa or family friends that might be being a barrier between when parents and kids are having a bad night and they're arguing?
How much human trafficking happens in Sheboygan County compared to other parts of the state? Can you give a little a read on the situation?
It's one of the biggest questions that gets asked to us every time we do a presentation. Hmm. And what I would say is it's happening everywhere. It's a matter of, is it identified in your community? And are there people that are working to end it? So I would say Sheboygan County is very similar to every other county. It's just a matter of we're working hard to identify it and work against it.
Detective Brandon Kehoe, how do you answer that question in terms of is it happening in Sheboygan County and comparisons to other parts of the state?
Exactly like Beth said, this is impacting all 72 counties. And what's different about Sheboygan compared to maybe rural areas is obviously our close proximity to major metropolitan areas like Chicago and Milwaukee, that it certainly has an impact here. But furthermore, it's happening everywhere. And the answer is, what are you doing to combat it? Do you have a team of, you know, highly trained, specialized people that are trying to be proactive with it? Or is it simply just happening and it's not being addressed by those responsible for dealing with it?
How reliable are your estimates? Are you concerned about underreporting or undercounting?
Absolutely. I'm concerned about underreporting. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of people knocking on our door to report human trafficking. There's a lot of work investigatively that goes into identifying those who are vulnerable, those who may or may not be victims in places where these things might be happening, or who the offenders might be. So we definitely are concerned about things being underreported. And that's why we don't rely heavily on statistics, because we know that there are people out there that just aren't willing to explain to us that they are a victim or that they are offenders. So that's certainly something that we take into account.
We're talking about human trafficking in Wisconsin with Detective Brandon Kehoe, leader of the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force. And Beth Heilman is here, a member of the task force and a social worker. You can join in. Your questions and comments are welcome along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Beth, who is most vulnerable to human traffickers?
What we're noticing in our county is the runaway population. There's a lot of different things that can cause a person to be vulnerable, but our youth in our community that are running upwards of, 22 times in a 2-year period are very vulnerable. They're looking for shelter. They're looking for somebody to care. And that's what we're seeing and working on.
Do you find that trafficker routes, maybe via Milwaukee or Chicago, bigger cities, are they affecting Sheboygan on this issue?
As far as the runaways, it's definitely a concern. If a runaway leaves our population or Sheboygan area and goes to Milwaukee or Chicago, it is going to add complexities to finding them. So that's definitely a problem. But a lot of them are just staying in the Sheboygan area.
Brandon, how do authorities typically learn about trafficking?
So we're very fortunate here that since we prioritize this, we also get a lot of information from the community. So one thing that Beth and I do is we sit on a team called the Sheboygan County At-Risk Diversion Team, where we identify kids in our community who are most vulnerable and at risk to becoming victims of human trafficking. So our children who are running away from home, maybe do not have a stable home life, are dealing with poverty, homelessness, drug and alcohol addiction, things like that. So we're able to kind of identify early on, who are victims, who they are, and who's at risk to becoming a victim. So a lot of times we reach out to these kids, develop a relationship with them, and oftentimes they'll tell us things that help us kind of get a better gauge about what's happening. A lot of times it's just simply talking to people, knowing who's vulnerable and at risk, whether they're juveniles or adults, and trying to get information from them. And we've had a lot of success in being able to do that. And I think when you have a system that works effectively, you're going to find things that you're looking for more frequently.
Do you handle cases involving children differently than adults?
It is a little more complex with a child just because of their age and how the brain is developed. That can be difficult, but really, victim survivors, whether they're adults or victims, are very complex situations. There's a lot of needs that these victim survivors have. Very frequently for us, it's alcohol and drug addiction, mainly methamphetamine. What we see in our community is a huge factor with a lot of the people, unfortunately, who fall victim to this.
Beth Heilman, it seems, perhaps human trafficking is viewed through a criminal justice point of view, holding the traffickers accountable. Can it also be viewed through a public health prevention perspective?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we as a community need to work on. So we're trying to involve our community in those efforts. We have a lot of people that may have seen a presentation in the past, or maybe they're affected by family or friends, and they have interest in helping the professionals that are in the group to work on this issue.
That's social worker Beth Heilman with the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force. We have Sheboygan Police Department Detective Brandon Kehoe focusing on cases involving human trafficking and leads the task force. Call in with a question. You can share your concerns at 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Assembly Speaker's Task Force on Human Trafficking, it held its third public hearing, this time in Oshkosh, seeking testimony to help inform future legislation to prevent human trafficking and to support survivors. Be part of this discussion. You can call in with a question or share thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Brandon Kehoe, who is a detective for the Sheboygan Police Department, leading the county's human trafficking task force. And we have Beth Heilman with us, a social worker in Sheboygan, serving on the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force. Let's go to Carol in Milwaukee. Carol, hi. What would you like to share?
Good morning. I'd like to share that in Milwaukee, since I think there's a lot more trouble all over the place. And the cost of investigation is so high. I think that is probably the reason why one case that I know about where the detectives at first were going to do something about it, but then, no, they weren't going to do anything, and so on and so forth, about a suspicion. Unless they actually see the actual act happen, they don't want to hear about it. They want very easy cases because I believe it has to do with economics. Milwaukee is underfunded in many ways, and this is connected with this, you know, trying to get a handle on this. You need investigation. You can't just wait until the poor victim comes up to you and tells you what happened.
Okay. Carol, I want Detective Kehoe here to respond with his insights on the cost of investigations and the time it takes. Go ahead.
Well, I will tell you, I can only speak to the context of what we do here in Sheboygan, but yes, I would agree the investigations are very complex. I've had several cases that have taken months to collect the facts and information. So it is very difficult. Oftentimes we, you know, struggle with getting, you know, our victim survivors to cooperate and provide statements right away. So that can delay things. So I would agree the complexities and challenges of our investigations are high. You know, as far as the cost, I'm fortunate, you know, I'm provided, you know, the resources that I need to be able to investigate these if that involves being outside of my normal hours. So that's not something that I guess that we look at here is you know, minimizing, you know, the cost or the fiscal problems that it might cause. We're focused on providing the best services to the victim survivors and trying to get to the bottom of what's actually happening in our community.
Do you think the collaboration with the task force in different areas is helping to, you know, to build on the time and effort it takes, you know, a single agency to do something on this issue?
Well, I will tell you one thing that's unique about our task force is we don't have any money. We are a task force that has a bunch of different service providers and non-governmental organizations that work together and collaborate on this issue. We don't have a budget. There's nothing there for us. We're able to be creative. And I think what sets us apart is we have a group of people on our task force that work together very well. We're not siloed in the the agencies that we represent. We're just working to provide the best service to the community. And we're doing that actually with essentially no money, which I think is pretty interesting.
Beth Heilman, what support does the task force need from state lawmakers?
We need their support in helping us hold people accountable. As I said earlier, really what we're seeing is the people that are harboring the runaways, that are making it easy for them to stay away from people that will protect them, and giving them things that they don't need that are harmful, like meth and other drugs. We just need the ability to do more than just give those people a citation, which doesn't mean a lot to most of them.
Do these public hearings help?
I think they do. It gives us the opportunity to explain to these lawmakers what is the problem in our community. Otherwise, they have no idea necessarily. So we want to make sure they know what's going on in our community and exactly what we need.
Detective Kehoe, you had mentioned working with Representative Amy Binsfeld of Sheboygan on perhaps future legislation. Could you give us a sense of what the work is like and what you're looking to do?
Yeah, working with Representative Binsfeld has been phenomenal. For quite some time, we've recognized that there's a legal gap in our state where it isn't a criminal offense to harbor a runaway juvenile. And that's a concern because we've had multiple instances of, you know, homes or locations within our community where they have enabled not only human trafficking, but other things like child sexual assault and drug use, exposure to a lot of our at-risk youth who are looking for a place to kind of feel accepted and belong, and they get gravitated towards these really problematic homes. So we started doing research and learned that well over 30 states in America have a law that covers this. So considering our relationship with Representative Binsfeld, she's helped us kind of get that momentum, which was great to be able to provide more information about that at the public hearing last week, so we can hopefully get this law enacted.
We're talking about efforts against human trafficking with Detective Brandon Kehoe, leads the Sheboygan County Human Trafficking Task Force. Social worker Beth Heilman is on the task force. You can join in with your question and comments, 800-642-1234. Brandon, what support does the Department of Justice offer the state and our state's Justice Department in terms of Sheboygan County to help eliminate human trafficking?
I was really fortunate earlier this year. I got to attend a week-long training put together by the Department of Justice specific to human trafficking issues and got to hear more about some of the things Department of Justice is doing. They were very curious to learn more at like the county level, what we're doing, especially considering that we're doing this, you know, with a pretty much minimal budget. But they were very interested to hear what stakeholders are on our task force, what are the initiatives that we're working on. So there seems to be definitely some prioritization with this issue in our state, which I think is great, because if we can have a statewide impact, it's going to help disrupt how human trafficking impacts the Badger State.
I wonder, is Sheboygan coordinating with the Justice Department's Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force that just, you know, received a 3-year extension of its grant?
Yes. Representatives from that task force and I have spoken at length about some of the issues that we're doing and some of the needs that we have. Specifically, you know, I think our big issue is when we identify somebody who is a victim survivor of human trafficking, there's a lot of resources that they need. Generally, there's alcohol and drug treatment that's needed. They need help with trauma. They need help with mental health, you know, getting in that different path for their life where they don't relapse back into a life of human trafficking. So those are some of the things that I've explained that I think statewide are a huge need, because we identify this person who is essentially kind of a broken human being, and what can we do and collaborate with, you know, various resources to kind of help them. So that's one thing that I've had great conversations with them about.
Beth, you know, what support do you see available for children and families, especially who have been affected by human trafficking?
We have some great agencies in our community. We have a Safe Harbor Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Agency that provides counseling and advocacy, legal support to not only victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, but also families that have been dealing with human trafficking. We also have RAISE, which is a Runaway and Youth Services for specifically individuals that may have run away, and support for their families. It's really something that we're working on, getting all of these people around the table with us to be able to work to help and support victims and their families.
Before we have to go, Brandon, what is your advice to other counties who seek to launch a human trafficking task force within their community?
I think the most important part is relationships and trust. You know, when I'm working with Beth or other members of our task force, we check our egos at the door, we hold each other accountable, and I can't look at things just through the law enforcement lens. I have to keep in mind, you know, what does this look like for the social worker? What does this look like for the advocate? And there has to be this really cohesive relationship. And if you can all get together in a room and work on, okay, what's best for our vulnerable people in the community and what service can we provide? When you work together that collaboratively, you can have a huge impact. Like I mentioned before, we're doing this essentially with no budget. But because we have strong relationships and partnerships with the people that are on our task force, we accomplish a lot and we're very driven, we're very goal-oriented. And quite frankly, if we can do this, I think it can exist in really all 72 counties. It's just a matter of everybody being able to, sit in a room, get along, and
And work
work together on what's
together.
best for the community.
Brandon and Beth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Sheboygan Police Detective Brandon Kehoe, Beth Heilman, social worker on this task force. It is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.